head to Saugatuck Center for the Arts. A great exhibition kicks off this week, goes until mid-October. Artists on the phone exhibiting two bodies of work, both which delve into a larger conversation on feminism. Let's talk about it. Jillian Dixon on the line. Jillian, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, appreciate you. I have Jillian Dixon, but I have a JillianLudwick.com, so we'll make sure both brands are presented. So, Jillian, looking forward to talking about your series called Under War and Beneath My Skin, but first up, tell us about you.
Hi. So I am from the Chicagoland area, called a suburb called Darien. I went to Bradley University for my BFA, and I went to Clemson University for my MFA, and I currently work at Alma College. I'm a visiting assistant professor in drawing and painting there.
Cool. How did you find out about an opportunity at the Saugatuck Center for the Arts?
Well, I love Saugatuck. I went to Oxbow once for a residency, and the Arts Center is just wonderful and really supportive of the arts. So I sent a proposal, and the director gave me the go-ahead.
That would be probably a one Kristen Armstrong or her many cool staff. Hey, Jillian, let's talk about what we see. First of all, the premise, delving into a conversation on feminism. Take it away.
So I would say, you know, the start of my, I've been drawing and painting for, gosh, a long time now, about 10 years, plus 10 years after graduate school as a professional practice. And when I became pregnant and delivered my daughter about 4 years ago, that was highly transformative in how I understood my body, how I understood myself, and its relationship to the world and to nature specifically. And I wanted to create a body of work which sort of examines this forgotten and neglected connection between the female tactile body and of wild nature. So one of the series that I'm showing at the Saugatuck Art Center is titled Just as Wild, and what it is, it's a lot of drawings that fuse together images of the human organs with budding flowers and ribbons and butterflies to appear as a singular functioning unit. So these organs and human objects aren't separate. They are very much seen as a singular object fused with these beautiful, you know, luscious budding flowers. And I paired these. The image looks very claustrophobic in the detailing and the tightening of ropes and the umbilical cords and grotesque veiny placentas. And they all sort of point to the dichotomy and the complexity of the female body and of what I consider the spirit. So through pregnancy and delivery, I was reminded of the strength and the resilience and the forceful unending push of nature and how those feminine qualities are intrinsic to me as a female. And so my hope is that these drawings can function as a gentle reminder of that strength.
Remind me again what your medium is. I'm on your website, JillianLudwick.com. These are paintings? Drawings?
So these are large drawings that start with, some of them start with marker, which is a very saturated, beautiful color. And then I blend and create detail with colored pencil. So it's sort of a mixing between two medias, marker and colored pencil. And, you know, marker gives the rich colors. Colored pencil can do the same thing, but I use the colored pencil to really create high amounts of detail.
The this larger conversation on feminism, talk a little bit more about what you'd like to see, to hear your viewers as they watch and note your work at the Saugatuck Center. What do you want them to talk about?
You know, feminism is an interesting conversation within the art community because there's lots of different kinds of feminist work, and the angle that I take within my work is really celebratory. I would love women and men to look at these images and celebrate women. And these are visual cues to do that. And the newest body of work that I'm working on is drawing female underwear. And to me, female underwear is a very hidden object. We don't normally see women's underwear. And when we do, they're lacy and sexy and very one-dimensional. And the truth of women's underwear is that most women's underwear are filled with menstruation stains and cotton and roomy. And I wanted to celebrate those. So I drew a lot of women's underwear, very highly detailed as well. And I framed them in these golden frames or these Victorian-style frames. So although we're looking at a pile of women's underwear, they're heightened by the presentation of the underwear, that it's they kind of look like they belong in a church, because these are sort of golden frames that are convex glass. So the presentation is also very celebratory, to sort of heighten the female experience, you know, being a female and what that is, and not to shame it or to hide it away, but to really celebrate our superpower, which I, you know, for me is being pregnant and menstruating. These are signs of my strength and my superpower as a female. And I know that's very taboo for some people and very strange, but, you know, art's a good forum to sort of tap away at things that are uncomfortable. And for me as an artist, and for me as a mom who has a young daughter, I always champion this female strength and to celebrate us as females. And it's just important for me right now in my artistic practice to really celebrate those wonderful attributes. And I have two sisters and a wonderful brother and a great mom and dad, and they sort of have always been talking about, you know, equality and talking about how important females are to you know, the world in general, and sometimes that can be dismissed in our, you know, in our culture, and or not recognized completely. And I think there's a big momentum happening now in the feminist world that's, you know, talks about equality and celebration, and it just seems really relevant right now to be really zeroing in on celebrating women.
Quarter series, you, Jillian Dixon. We find you at Saugatuck Center for the Arts. Looks like you open on this week, August 25th. What day is that? I'm all confused here.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. That's Thursday. And yes, running through October 7th, there will be an opening reception tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, free, where I hope you will be there to discuss your work and more.
Yes, I will be.
All right. Jillian Dixon, how do we find out more information?
So you can go to my website, which is JillianLudwig.com, or you can show up at the opening tomorrow. I'm also having a demo and an interview and kind of a talk at the Center for the Arts in Saugatuck on October 3rd, which is open to everyone.
Nice. sc4a.org for all of the programming at the Great Saugatuck Center as well. So Jillian, take care. Thanks, and we'll see your work again tomorrow through the 7th of October. Take care.
Great.